Dean, Sheriff's Office, Tiny speaking. No, ma'am, we don't have a patrol car out there this time of morning. No, ma'am.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Rondo Pilsner here for Heritage Information Radio. You know, my little girl, Patty Pilsner, is just the sweetest little girl you'd ever want to meet. Unless something has riled her up, that is. Take my little brother, Skeeter, for instance. One time, he decided to play a little joke on Patty. He pretended to be a policeman, pulled her over for going 56 miles per hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Now, normally, this would be a simple matter of Patty explaining to the officer that 1 mile per hour over the speed limit is no big deal. But on this particular day, Patty saw the police car that Skeeter had borrowed from our local sheriff's garage, and she saw it behind her with the lights flashing. But as she was pulling over, she accidentally spilled her coffee all over her lap, and this set her to seeing red. By the time Officer Skeeter asked her to roll down her window, she was riled up. Oh, she tried to start off nice enough until she realized it was Skeeter.
I'm sorry, officer. I just spilled coffee on my lap, and is that you, Skeeter? Skeeter, you lame brain, no good, cheating, squirreling, deceiving scoundrel.
Well, Patty reached for her beautiful pearl-handled .357 Magnum, pointed it at his squad car tires, and said,
Why, Skeeter, it looks like you're gonna have to walk home with that big old flat tire. Oh, isn't that your back tire flat too?
Well, Skeeter just panicked. He ran off, leaving that squad car leaning to the left with two flat tires. And Patty felt relieved enough to burn some rubber and head on home.
Woohoo! This is Patty Pilsner for Heritage Information Radio.
One day, about 4 or 5 years ago, we were sitting at the Conoco station, kicking tires and swatting flies and discussing the State of the Union, when right out in front of the Baptist church came a big old purple school bus. Had astrological signs upon it and 35 hippies and dogs inside. About half of them went for the courthouse lawn, and them dogs commenced on the fire plug. The rest of them sat there staring at us, and I says, Roy, go get your flit done. He says, which is the hippies and which is the dogs? I says, beats the hell out of me, Roy. What there was a bunch of them crispy critters, and the leader was a space cadet. And he says,
Sagittarius, we has arrived. Prepare to disembark, man. Get the incense going in the sitar out. We gonna camp in the city park, man.
I says, boys, let me explain the situation to you. A, you're getting me down. And B, we got us a leash law here. And C, you in the wrong town. You drop one string of beads in that there park, and you're going to see a whole lot of stars. You got 15 seconds to get out of town, boys, or we going to blow you to Mars. Well, they all got back in the purple bus and proceeded to the city limits. Then the telephone rang. It was a swimming pool. It says a mess of wild critters was in it. So we all got into Marshall's Plymouth, which is always at the Conoco station. Went flashing on down to the swimming pool to give them critters a citation. By the time we arrived, it was too damn late. Them critters had all had their pants down. Them dogs was tearing the bathhouse apart, and he's after the fish in the fish pond. I says, Roy, you get the one with the silver t-shirt, and I'll get the rest with a net. We going to have a jail full of naked crispy critters and a trip to dry space cadet. But we lost the war because them critters outnumbered us. So they moved in and set up camp, and they lived in that purple school bus. 6 weeks later, there was nothing in town but 84 dogs in the head shop selling dried up weeds and sunflower seeds and astrological postcards. And critters took over the city council, and the dogs all barked their brains out. And the whole damn town was crispy critters, and the mayor was a space cadet.
Officer C.W. McCall, yes, sir. Anything you say, sir.